James, JAMES, Chesson, CHESSON, 85722. Today is 4/28/25. A 51-year-old gentleman comes in today for follow-up of diabetes, hypertension, fatty liver, obesity, hyperlipidemia, RVH, carotid stenosis, and multiple other issues and problems. Peritoneal paragraph. What I'm glad to report is that James has lost almost 50 pounds on Ozempic. He's exercising. He's dieting. He just found out this weekend that his job was moving him to New Orleans. He's quite upset about that. He hasn't been taking his medication for a few days because he was just too upset. He says his blood pressure is elevated. Otherwise, his blood pressure is well controlled as well. Peritoneal paragraph. He's had no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, seizure, convulsion, peritoneal paragraph. His medical problems include hyperlipidemia, hypertension, sleep apnea, office CPAP, and diabetes with increased A1C, but it's much better controlled now. Period. Surgical history, Nissen surgery for reflux, right arm surgery, right foot surgery, COVID immunization done, maintenance colonoscopy has been done before. Time for another... colonoscopy. He also wants to do the Cologuard. Social, no smoking, no drinking. He's married. And he's upset about his new job and such. Family history, no colon cancer, positive history of COPD, and father and mother, and then hypertension and a history of stroke. Review of system as above. He's alert. He's awake. Today he weighed 205, down 45 pounds, 96%, 98.2, 18, 89. Blood pressure is elevated, 173 over 100. Heart positive, positive, six. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture of DVDs, controls, nausea, and the close with energy, logic, and non-focal. Number one, hypertension, out of control because he quit taking his medication. Next one was obesity, resolving. Next one was pre-diabetes slash diabetes. Check A1C. Next one is sleep apnea, doing much better. Next one is carotid stenosis, no significant change. Next one is RVH, no change in echocardiogram. Next number, low testosterone. Next one is check testosterone level, increase the weight loss. Next number is palpitation. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length. Next number is we'll call patient with the results of the medication. Next number is continue with Ozempic at 2 milligram now, which has been taken with excellent response. Thank you.